We've played some brave stuff. We're doing exactly what the gaffer's asking us to do. He believes that we're doing that. We believe we're doing that. And we're going out there with a style of play that we're all enjoying. And I think if you look back at the goals, I think you're all going to agree that we're the ones who are making the mistakes and giving the goals away. And from that point of view, for me, it's like we can fix them. And we've got chances. We'll be happy with Vass back this weekend. Del's been working really hard as he can up front. Maybe it's not as natural as it is for Vass. So we're looking forward to him coming back. But as I say, as a whole performance of a team, I think we're very happy the way we've been playing. We've just got to keep going, and we know that we'll create chances, and we just got to tighten up at the back, which the gaffer's been working on with Monday, Tuesday, and he's mentioned that we're going to work on it today, and that's what we've got to do.
He said that team spirit, you know, that the mood around the place hasn't been hit in recent games, just because you're not winning games. You know, some teams, when they lose a game, heads drop and that sort of thing. But Gary Bowyer has been telling us just a minute or two ago, that's definitely not the case.
No, it's not. And you can, the whole vibe around the place, and like you said, if you lose games, people seem to go quiet and lose confidence and whatever, but it hasn't happened with this group, and that's something that it's good for me to experience. And I've got to, like, as I say, you call the likes of myself, Jimmy and Tails, one of the experienced players that have been, like, because we have got a young squad and we've got to keep the lads going, but even them, they've kept themselves going because we know that we're playing a way that we want to play. We're playing some really good stuff, we're creating chances. And again, we know that it's our own mistakes that are creating them. So as long as we just tighten up and work on it on the field, on the training ground, I think we'll improve and results will start turning our way.
I think the last couple of away games, seeing as you're away again this weekend, Boreham Wood, the lads came off thinking, not quite sure how we've lost that, and went home in quite a state of shock, really. Yeah. Before that, Northampton, where everybody thought, deserved to lose that, weren't good enough. So it's a case of just repeating, barring the result, the Boreham Wood, isn't it?
You look back at Northampton, and that was just one of them days where you go into a game thinking that we can come away with 3 points, and things just didn't work for us. Everything just seemed to go wrong. But every team in a season has them days, and it showed that we picked ourselves up and we went out again. And you say, Boreham Wood, we just literally didn't have a clue how we didn't come away going into the next round of the Cup. But maybe that might have been a blessing that we can kick on in our league form and concentrate on that this season. And like you say, we go away to Peterborough. I watched them last night, thought they were sharp, even though they were playing Tranmere. The Tranmere still put a good account of themselves, and they got some sharp players, they got threats, but so have we, and we know that the way that we can play, we can go there and cause some problems.
Just ask you a question off the field, if I may, Jay. I mean, you were part of Bolton's promotion last season when perhaps things off the field weren't going particularly smoothly. At this moment in time, it's quite obvious, and it has been for a number of years, that things aren't completely great behind the scenes between the supporters and the owners. I think at Liverpool as well, at times there were owners while you were there that came and went pretty quickly because it wasn't working out. I mean, how do you deal with it as a player?
As a player, I've been through probably more than most, or been at places, like you said, where a lot of things have been going on. I've been at Bolton where times we weren't getting paid and that, but all we can do is concentrate on what's going on at the field. What happens in the boardroom and in the background has got nothing to do with us. Straight away, the gaffer come in and said, listen, this is the situation. You've obviously seen it all in the news, but it's got nothing to do with us. They can source out their own thing, and we'll concentrate on the football and concentrate on kicking that and getting the points that we need on the board.
It's never been an issue here that the players don't get paid, but did it ever enter your mind when you thought about joining this club? Is it right for me? Because maybe things behind the scenes could be better.
Not for a second, no. For the second that I spoke to Gary Bowyer, he was the one who pulled me into the club, looking at the squad that the lads have got and how they want to play, pulled me into the club, didn't even look about what was going on between the fans and the owners. From a personal point of view, it's got absolutely nothing to do with me. And what I'm here to do is play football and get this team as high as possible by the end of the season.